Oh, God. No, start over.
No, just go from there. Keep it going.
Nope.
Just go
with it. Start. Yeah.
Open on the main set of Wake Up and Smile.
It's the 20th anniversary of Wake Up and Smile.
20 wonderful years and 20 years of this man giving us the weather. Tim Baker, how's it looking out there?
Cut to the weatherman on the side of the set.
Heidi ho. Well, we've got some mean storm clouds in the northeast and a happy sun in the southeast. Back to you.
Thank you, Tim Baker.
Oliver and Diane.
We've been looking forward to another 20 years.
It has definitely been a fun ride. Now, I understand you've got some cooking tips for us, Diane. I understand you've got some cooking tips for us, Diane. I understand you've got some cooking tips for us, Diane.
A stagehand taps on the teleprompter, which keeps spitting out the same phrase Oliver keeps repeating.
It looks like we're having some problems with the prompter here.
Oliver and Diane are silent with stage fright.
The teleprompter on which everything we say appears on is broken.
Please, let's get the teleprompter fixed.
Well, we're having what's known in the business as technical times right now.
Let's go to Tom Bolcher with the weather.
Cut to the weatherman on the side of the set, stunned by the broken teleprompter.
Blank screen. No words on it. Gotta think. Must think. Back to you.
Cut back to Oliver and Diane, who are forced to make something up.
You know, Diane, I had a notion the other day.
Notions make, this country happen.
I was thinking someone should get a group together, with guns to sweep out those ghettos.
The show cuts to a quick commercial, then comes right back to its frightened host.
I drive a red car.
Well, make sure those poor people stay away from it. They've got sores.
Let's go for weather with Jeff Shaker.
Cut back to the weatherman, who's still stunned by the broken teleprompter.
Rain, clouds, fear. I must control the fear. Please, someone tell me what to say. I'm dying.
Cut back to Oliver and Diane, still struggling themselves.
They're getting cold. I feel so alone.
I'm afraid. What are we gonna do? There's no words!
We must use the furniture to build a barricade.
I was gonna wait for someone to say jumps up and pulls his chair to the floor. I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm still
waiting. Jumps up and pulls his chair to the floor.
There you go. If we wait, surely they will send help and make the words so we can be safe.
Loosening his tie.
We can't wait. If we wait, we die. I'm the dominant one here, so I'll be the leader.
I'm so hungry.
We will live. We will live.
Show goes some commercial. When the show returns from the commercial, the set is on fire. Oliver has painted a hand on his chest and started his own domination.
The order of the hand will rule. The animals of the zoo guy, Danny Usher, will sustain us.
Plays his turtle over the chair.
But what if the box still refuses to give us any words?
You challenge my authority?
I smell from your scent that you are weak. I challenge you!
Oliver and Tim charge at one each other and topple to the floor fighting for authority. Within seconds, Oliver resurfaces with Tim's severed head.
The weatherman is dead! I have killed the weatherman! His strength is in me! Ah!
Starts chewing the weatherman's severed head.
Make the words come back! Make the words come back!
Prompter's fixed.
Suddenly everything returns to normal.
Fixed? That's right, Oliver. I'll show you how to make a casserole for the holidays. Stay tuned, because we're celebrating 20 magical years of Wake Up and Smile.
Oliver and I cry. As the show cuts to one last commercial, aghast at how poorly they handled a time of crisis.
I'd say that's an understatement. How poorly they handled a time of crisis.
His strength is in me.
The order of the hand will rule.
The animals of the zoo guy.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You know what time it is. It's Saturday, and that means sure. It's time for the legendary... It's the legendary PZ85 group chat of happiness. Yeah.
Sure, and after that.
My name
one
is...
One word. You left one word out.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. And with me, of course, Double H is here. And Double H, what time is it every Friday night at this time?
It's horse time, and I understand you have some cooking tips for us, Shannon.
There it is. I was waiting for the multiples. Also with us tonight, hey Cody.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
You got any gum?
No, but I can tell you, it's time for Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra.
Jesus. Also with us tonight, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And returning once again to Alcoholics Anonymous, Tanner Calvert.
How you now?
He's got his one-day chip.
Don't be a poopy pants.
And he's already lost it.
He
traded that chip in immediately.
I'm upset that we didn't get the audio of, I just spit whiskey through my nose.
Yeah, that's not really spitting there, Tanner.
To be fair.
I don't remember
what the fuck you said, but if you repeat it, just in case you repeat it, I'm not going to take a drink right now.
Shannon, I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid, but you're special.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about in general.
Give him the map, Scott. Give him the map, Scott.
A little does he know
what in hell is happening right now.
In jail, he'll be the pie.
God.
Oh, it's such a good movie, and it's so terrible.
Did you know he's got a horror movie coming out?
Who?
Horror.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it was called Tusk. It was awful.
I was about to say, didn't he try this?
No.
Oh, is he finally doing Moose Jaws?
You made that up.
Don't talk about my girlfriend like that.
She's a nice lady, Dalton.
I'm being serious. Is he finally doing, have they finally, announced Moose Jaws?
Just because she's from Canada and she's got the big jaws like Morgan Webb doesn't mean you can make fun of her.
Morgan All right, so Webb. I'm Googling Moose Jaws now because you guys are...
No, it's called Kilroy Was Here.
Okay, cool. Because I know he was going to do... He was doing, a Canadian trilogy, and Moose Jaws was going to be the finale.
No, so right, because it was Tusk. It was the one with his daughter and...
It was Tusk, Yoga Hosers. And then,
Yoga Hosers.
And then it was going to be... I love how I say it first, and you still... Anyway,
it
was going to be Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and then Moose Jaws.
Motherfucker, I'm the only one that's watched a horror movie because you can't handle it, and Tanner's never heard of it.
I've seen Moose Jaws. Not Moose Jaws. Fucking Tusk.
I've seen Tusk. So I was...
Why would anybody watch Tusk?
I was scrolling through my YouTubes, and there was this trailer for Kilroy Was Here, and I thought, well, that the screenshot looked bad, and I like to watch bad horror trailers. It passes
the time.
So I watched it, and I noticed Jason Mewes was in it, and his daughter was in it. I'm like, wow, that's weird. So I looked it up, and sure enough, he's doing this. It's an anthology film. An anthology horror movie, and it still looks bad. So, just because Kevin Smith's doing it doesn't mean it looks good.
Kevin Smith only does bad movies. Like,
whoa, motherfucker!
I mean,
pump the brakes.
Clerks 1 and 2 exist.
I'm sorry. Do we all forget the best movie, Dogma?
So he's made 3 good movies, and he did all 3 of them.
Chasing Amy's really
Mallrats,
good.
Chasing Amy, like all those. Like,
and I love
Chad
Kevin Smith.
Movie he's made is Tusk.
That's not even remotely
it
true.
It didn't really start trending downward until Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And I liked that movie a lot when I was younger, but there are not as many kind things I can say about it now.
I think what Tanner means
a trick.
Is
you don't go back and watch it again.
So what Tanner means is there's very few bad view askew universe movies. But
right, because that's what I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, Kevin Smith himself has made some pretty bad movies. He did Cop Out, which
Cop
wasn't
out?
Great.
He did Jersey Girl.
God, he did.
Jersey Girl. I'm surprised the motherfucker didn't do Geely.
Okay, so the stereotypical Kevin Smith movies are good.
Here's
Again,
the thing,
the
Tanner. You can say stereotypical. He made all of those movies.
Yeah, but like you don't look at
you don't talk to Nick Cottrell that way.
That's next week. You don't get ahead of yourself. That's next week.
Yes.
You don't talk to Nick Cottrell like that.
God, my headphones dying. I gotta find a cord. You guys talk amongst
yourselves. That's fine.
This but is yeah, the no, show like, now. And I love Kevin Smith, and like there was a time back whenever I was in college, whenever I was just never at my house, where my entertainment was all of his podcasts throughout the week. Like there was, like, because he did a podcast every day at like one point, so I would just listen to all of like his stuff. But it's one of those, like, if you go back and watch his movies, I go back and watch him with a sense of nostalgia because I've seen all of them. But it's one of those where it's like, there's not really like great movies.
Again, you're entitled to be wrong.
Yeah, that's...
because Clerks 1 and 2 by themselves are great movies.
Especially the first one. Like you're going to get a lot of pushback on that first one not being a great film.
Clerks is amazing, yeah, but it's one of those where I said all of his really good stuff was in his first 5 years.
I would have to look at the time frame. I don't remember.
Well, I've got it in front of me. Clerks was 94, Mallrats 95, Chasing Amy 97, and Dogma 99. So literally, yeah, in that 5-year span, you've got...
Because then the next movie after Dogma was
Jay and Silent Bob
Strike Back.
And right. I love Strike Back. I love Clerks 2. The reboot was a lot of fun, but it was not a good movie. Like, it is a Kevin Smith movie. Reboot's a lot of fun. If you're a fan of the other Vuce universe stuff, it's a lot of fun, but it's one of those where I can't be like, he's an amazing filmmaker. No, he's an amazing content creator. He's a way better podcaster than he is director.
Some of his TV directorial content I've really enjoyed. Like
whenever he does the CW stuff. Yeah, when he does the DC stuff, it's from what I've heard, I haven't seen it, but I hear anytime he directs one of those shows.
What the fuck are you doing with your life if you're not watching the good shit on TV?
Jesus Christ, that was a fucking adventure.
Did you figure it out?
We talked about this while we were not on the air. All Dalton watches is YouTube.
No, I had
if it's not on YouTube, it's not worth watching.
Well, you know what? YouTube's free for now. But if you don't share this message with 500 of your friends on Facebook, it's not going to be free anymore.
I'll share it.
Damn right.
Shannon, listen, I can't do this. I can't do this without I need you to help me.
Okay.
I need your help.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Just look, we're off the books now. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We're not recording?
Boy.
Hey Dalton.
Yo.
Guess what time
it is? We're in a wet dream.
What, boss time?
Time to deliver a pizza ball!
Oh, fuck you.
I actually yelled that
to Emily.
Did
you see? I gave you a horse sign picture right there. Scroll up a little in the Discord. You missed
it. It's there.
Oh, I see it.
I see it. I had to switch. Here's what happened to me. I was gone for a second. I had to plug in my headset because the battery was down on it. The problem is the two USB ports that are available to me were for the headset itself and the microphone. So it was that thing where I start sweating. I go, which one do I want to risk unplugging first? Then it'll fuck up. I unplugged the headset, which then turned the headset off. So you guys started coming through my speakers. I plugged in the USB. It said, okay, USB headset's ready. You don't have to have it. You don't have to have the adapter plugged in. Cool. But except it doesn't show up in my settings. So then I had to mute That's everybody because nice. I just kept hearing you guys through here and it's picking up on my audio. So then I had to run and grab my old ass Star Wars headphones and plug them in. So we're here now. We're here and we're good. What I miss?
Dalton being wrong about the View Askewiverse.
I believe sharing we've a established D&D meme that I shared in the group chat like a week ago.
I established that I was actually we established that I was correct.
Did we though? Because I don't want.
I said all of his good stuff was in his first 5 years.
Oh, I guess you didn't watch Red State.
I was actually going to ask because obviously I've never seen Red State. I don't like horror movies.
I don't know, man. Red State feel like is it's middle of the road. I would give it middle of the road. I enjoyed it at the time. I would not go back and watch it again.
For him, it is a really like innovative movie. Like that was a very interesting concept, and he did a good job with it.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess y'all didn't see Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
I did,
and I love that movie. Well,
that
it is not
him,
good.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're wrong about that. It is. It is a good film.
It is a good movie. But I have not watched it since college.
All right, Dalton debunked.
There you go. That was easy.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
Also,
I completely forgot that was his.
You guys didn't watch Yoga Hosers.
I didn't. Has anyone here
I think
watched?
That was the only one I haven't seen.
But now you're swinging the pendulum back in his direction.
Exactly.
And
yeah. Quit making Dalton sound good.
My bad.
Has anyone in here watched Clerks the Animated Series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I used to have it on DVD.
Fucking love it.
Oh, it's
yeah.
bad.
No.
I enjoy it. It's I enjoyed bad. It for what it was worth. But I will note, I watched it at the end of high school when it did all show up on YouTube, and I haven't seen it since.
I have the DVD set somewhere. Actually, I had the DVD set. Fucking Chad borrowed it and then ran off to Columbia in Chicago with it, so I don't have it anymore.
He eviscerated it.
I love that show. That show was funny as hell. I have to disagree with Hunter on that one. I mean, it had Alec Baldwin as Leonardo. What was it? Leonardo?
Yeah, because he was the mayor of Leonardo.
Yeah. It had the second episode was a flashback episode to the first episode. That's
yes.
funny.
Yeah, it was. All right. You and I have used this phrase before, so you'll appreciate this, and I think you'll still agree with me, even if we're not on the same page. It was a little too cute. The series was a little too cute for its own good, I felt like.
I mean, the only thing I didn't
I
like about
see,
it.
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking of, what was it, the first episode where it's the whole thing, trying to freak out the guy in the store who then runs out and just spontaneously combusts while they're talking about Band-Aids versus adhesive strips.
No, that's the last episode.
Is that the last episode?
Okay. Yeah. Because that's the one at the very end of the episode, they finally leave the store. They're like, you know what? We're going to walk out. They walk out and it's the end of the series.
Okay.
Yes. It's the goddamn sex tank.
Less sex tank, by the way.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't forget. Put some respect.
Oh, less sex tank. I didn't see it at first.
It has one of my favorite jokes, though, where they're, I forget what the situation is, but there's a panel or there's a signing, and one of them is David Spade. And they walk by, and he goes, oh, what's the matter, Spade? Nobody loves you? And it's the worst impression. The guy goes, no. And it's just... It's, and I think...
Yeah, because isn't that the episode where they go to Leonardo's like big mall that opened?
I think so. I mean, that was such a... I really like
Again,
that show.
Yeah, six episodes. It all blends together, kind of like what Hunter said about Schitt's Creek. I mean, nothing terribly stands out in its own context, but I did enjoy it when I watched it.
Come on, they changed Jay from a drug dealer to a firecracker salesman. That's funny.
Yes, they did.
That's funny. That's good humor.
Yeah.
My problem was
fine.
My problem with it was the guy, was it not Brian O'Halloran, but the other guy, Jeff Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think he, I don't know, his
he phoned it in, like
he
everything
did not want
he
to
does.
Be there.
Yeah, his acting just seemed off. Like he was the only bad part of it. And he wasn't even terrible, but he just didn't feel the same.
It's also super important to know that Jeff Anderson has not wanted to be a part of it since the first Clerks.
Yeah, he wasn't even
like
supposed to be there that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which
like,
is amazing,
he didn't want
that,
to do two.
What the fuck else is he doing with his life?
He's a filmmaker, I think. I think he's like, he does like indie films now.
Hey, that's not a bad place to be. Like Eduardo
he was
kind of
doing indie films then, to be fair.
I'm about to say, yeah, that's kind of what Clerks was.
I think he's making his own indie films now. Fuck you guys.
I'm looking him up right now. Let's see what he's been up to. Looks like he is working on a promotion at Long John Silver's.
Wait, not Captain
Now,
D's?
Shannon, he got his start on a show called Sassy Kathy, right?
Oh, no.
I hate you guys.
What about his new song that he put out?
Oh, the one that's... How does it go again?
It's like, fuck shit. God damn it. Piss. Fuck shit.
That's not his song. There's no way that's his song.
Really? What does this say?
Oh.
Anyway, in case you're wondering what Jeff Anderson has been up to, since the last movie he made with Kevin Smith was Zack and Miri Make a Porno, he was...
Oh, yeah, he was in that.
Yeah.
He was Smug in The Clone Wars. He was in a short called Finding London. He was in a video game called Randall's Monday, which I'm assuming is also based on his character in Clerks. He's filming a movie called NASA SEALs and Clerks 3, where he plays Randall.
So,
Clerks
fuck
3
all.
Isn't going to happen, though.
According to this, it is.
According yeah, what does this say, Dalton?
And also, Dalton, in case you were wondering if he's making films, yes, he did make one film in 2002 called Now You Know. And now you know.
And now you know.
And knowing
and if you
is
don't
half
know,
the battle.
Now you know.
Oh, God. Tanner's here.
Hey, what's up?
It's like you went away and then he just showed up.
You say Tanner. I say some bitch down in Florida. There's one of these things that, like, the first thing on Google says. People also ask, what happened between Kevin Smith and Jeff Anderson? Anderson often says that when he is recognized as Randall, it's always by voice, not appearance. Anderson had a disagreement with Smith over his salary for Clerks. He claimed he should have been paid more after the surprising success of the film. The feud with Smith ended just before production began on Dogma. Never mind, that is irrelevant.
It's also super important to note, for two, he didn't want to do it because he felt that the well, it was Miramax at the time, owed all of them more money. And then during Clerks 2, they got fucked on the back end of that because of the Weinstein corporate or founder.
Yeah, they weren't. I was going to say they weren't the only people at Miramax getting no.
Whoa!
No.
I think my favorite story that I'll love to the
Wait,
end of time
we,
is
we don't have to say allegedly about that one anymore, do we?
No.
No, Harvey true. Did that shit.
It's proved.
The story of how, if you look at the original, the box art for the first Clerks movie, Jason Mewes is not on it. Because the company that funded it thought there was a good chance he was going to die from a drug overdose. They wouldn't allow him on the cover because they didn't want the bad publicity.
And during all of these subsequent films, up until he got clean, the deal was Kevin Smith would put Jason Mewes in movies if he would sober up for the movies. So that's why, like, in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, he wasn't on meth anymore. It was meth or heroin, one of the two. He wasn't on that. He was just drinking, so he had, like, a beer. Like, his face was very full from all the alcohol he was consuming.
And,
which, I mean,
and now,
one half dozen of another, I suppose.
Now he live streams on Twitch. Or not even, not even Twitch. I think it's Facebook, actually.
Can
you remind us what, in Jay and Silent Bob, he asks... as he and Bob set up outside the convenience store as the woman walks by. What's this question to her?
Is it his question to her?
Yes.
I actually don't remember.
Not the actual
I believe
store, when they try to set up outside a new one. Dalton, can you confirm?
I believe it is, have you ever had your asshole licked by a man in an overcoat?
I'm sorry, it's a fat man in an overcoat.
Yeah. Oh, but fuck yes, you, I was so close.
See, I was thinking of the part where it's the giant eat pussy that's on the wall. And
that's
Clerks 2.
That's Clerks 2.
And he looks at him and goes, oh, we totally do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, usually it's Long Rufus, but it's a little cold out here today.
The reboot's a lot of fun. But it is very much like you will only enjoy it if you've watched the other stuff.
Oh. And even then, I don't think it's a guarantee that you will enjoy it.
Speaking of Dalton, guess who is in Kevin Smith's new movie, Kilroy, was here.
I'm assuming Jason Mewes and his daughter, Harley Quinn.
Yes, and also this guy.
Ralph Garman?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jericho! I do love how their like friendship is.
He plays the Gator Chaser.
That is, yeah, that checks out. Because that's what he looks like now. Like, that Jericho has just become...
He looks like he chases gators.
Yeah. Like, if you told me that... if Jericho's teeth were a little more fucked up, I would be like, that's definitely one of Joe Exotic's friends, right?
I know it's been this way for a number of years now, but still, when I see a picture of Kevin Smith, it takes me, like, it's a step back moment.
It's a shame that it took a heart attack to get him there, but I do like that he's like healthy now.
Okay,
spoiler alert, that's how most people end up.
I'm gonna say it, I'm glad he's healthier, but he looks like shit now. He's too skinny.
He doesn't look like himself. Yeah,
no, he looks like a fucking Muppet. He looks like he should be up there with the two old guys in the Muppet Show.
It's that thing where you lose too much weight too fast, and there's nowhere for all this, because when you lose weight you don't lose skin.
Right.
The skin has nowhere to go, and so you have to have one of those surgeries, and I assume he's had one or two of them. I don't know.
But it's really hard to do that to your face.
Yeah, that's the thing. True. I mean, there is a
facelift?
Facelift. I knew there was another word for it. There's another thing I'm thinking of, though. Yeah, but again, there's only so much that it can accomplish.
The important thing is that he's healthy now. Like,
I mean, yes, that's, you're right. Like, it's good that he's healthy and he's going to live longer. Shannon is also right, though. He does look rough.
Oh, I don't know why everyone puts so much stock in living longer. Jesus Christ.
Because despite your best efforts, some of us do enjoy what little life gives us.
Who?
Me?
Me. Three of us did it at the same time. God damn it.
And the only one that couldn't was because he had a fucking bottle in his mouth, probably.
Hey, I put my Angry Orchard down long enough to say me.
Now, before the show today, Hunter, we had a pretty serious discussion. You wanted to talk about a very hot topic tonight. You wanted to talk about the deterioration of the Pizza Hut.
Oh, my gosh. So, I very rarely hit, BuzzFeed up, but sometimes something rolls across my feed somewhere, Facebook, whatever, and it's just spot on. And it's not like we don't all remember Pizza Hut was better, But I feel like sometimes we need to be reminded of it. So I'm going through, it's a dumb article on BuzzFeed, the 12 tweets about Pizza Hut in the 90s that prove it used to be blah, blah, blah. But it has a good point, because let's just face it, Pizza Hut now is trash. And that's just a universally accepted fact.
It's mediocre. The only reason Emily and I get it as often as we do is because it's the only pizza place in Scott City. If it wasn't
literally
that,
the best possible option with Pizza Hut right now is that it's fine. Right. That's the best Pizza Hut you're going to get. In most cases, Pizza Hut is trash. But can we all remember, because all of us were around, I think even, because Dalton's the youngest, right?
Yeah, even, I'm 27.
Even you were around for the good Pizza Hut in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Because you still fall under millennial rules, right? Yeah, you're still under.
Yeah, like I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I think it goes to like 98, because Sadie's also a millennial, but she's like at the tail end.
Because Pizza Hut in the 90s was a whole different experience than now. Now they really lean heavily on the, and obviously in current times, carry out is critical. But even before any of this, for the past several years, they have leaned hard on the carry out culture. They're big on like their Wingstop stuff, which their wings are awful too. Let's just get real.
Yeah, it's not great.
But man, Pizza Hut in the 90s was, first of all, it was primarily a sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
You went there, they had the cool setup, the restaurant had, it looked like the logo, you know. Inside, it was everything that you were expecting. They had the glass lamps, the Pizza Hut glass lamps over every table, kind of low.
Oh, those were baller.
And it was like, it was classy, man. I mean, we all knew it was a chain restaurant, and we were old enough to a point to understand that this was not some mom-and-pop shop, but it looked like it. The checkerboard tablecloths that just had that, like, vinyl feel to them. The salad bar. I never liked a salad bar as much as I liked one at Pizza Hut. Ryan's was the only place that came close, and looking back now, I'm pretty sure the only reason I haven't died from COVID is because I ate at Ryan's as a
child. You ate Ryan's. Yep. That's fair.
It was incredible, man. The red cups. Like, everybody remembers. I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same
thing. You don't have to. I'm looking at the red cups.
That you could literally drink a gallon of soda out of, and no one would bat an eye. Like, and they were constantly full. I remember constantly being like, I don't need a refill because I'm good to go.
I want to point out that Pizza Hut is where I first found out about the unlimited refills, because maybe my mom lied to me because she didn't want me drinking so much soda. But up until this point, I had always been told that refills cost money. I don't know if that was really a thing or, again, she lied to me. But
it depended on where you went.
Yeah, that's an establishment.
Some places did.
Well, when we went to
Pizza Hut. Some places still do.
Yeah, that's true. But we went to Pizza Hut, and I asked my mom if I could get another glass of Pepsi. And the waitress was like, oh, it's free. Like, you can get as many refills as you want. And my eyes and my, like, my health both, they went in opposite directions. My eyes got...
it was an inverse relationship.
Yeah. And I sucked that shit down,
see,
like, by
what
the
I
gallon.
Don't understand, what I don't understand is how you can believe the world is so bad when you know unlimited refills exist on Pepsi.
Because if you drink all that Pepsi, you're just going to get fat and be miserable. So it's
hey,
like,
hey,
God
weren't
teases
you the one
you.
Who just said, who wants to bother prolonging life?
Exactly. Well, okay. You'll be fat and miserable for a shorter time, and you'll be dead faster.
Because I know God. God won't kill me. I'll just be fat and miserable for another 50 years. And I don't want to do that.
Man, there's so many ways I could take this that's so dark. I'm not going to do it.
So Pizza Hut. The one thing that we haven't really gotten to is the actual pizza. Because here's the thing. There are, and there still exist, as Cody mentioned earlier today, some Pizza Huts who still uphold this tradition. They've got the classic old restaurant, they've got the lamps, they've got the glasses, the salad bar, even they serve the pizzas in the skillet. That was the other thing, man. That pizza comes out in that skillet, it's 7 million degrees, it will kill you if you touch it, but it was so good.
But that pan crust.
Even now, if you find one that looks like that, though, you're not going to get the 90s Pizza Hut pizza. 90s Pizza Hut pizza hit different. Than pizza
does. Oh, it was so
now.
Much better.
It was so much better. I never even questioned about whether we were getting pizza from somewhere. It was Pizza Hut. That was the only correct answer.
And that was before no one could out pizza them.
Little Caesars was fine to go, but if you were going somewhere to sit down and eat pizza, it was Pizza Hut 100% of the time. No question about it.
Now I will say, Hunter,
drag me kicking and screaming to a Pizza Hut. It does not taste the same, and it hasn't tasted the same since. And I don't know what happened.
Now, Hunter, I will tell you, with Perryville, Domino's, like, the pizza quality in Perryville, at least, was always better than Pizza Hut, even in the 90s.
Still is.
And in Perryville, like, because Leon, the owner of that that Domino's, has always given a fuck about his like quality of like what he puts out. Perryville Domino's is amazing, but the Pizza Hut, whenever it was, you know where Pizza Hut used to be at, yeah.
Yes, yeah, because there's a Mexican restaurant there now.
Yeah, and so whenever it was there, it was amazing. The second it moved, it was horrible because it was it was a Pizza Inn, and then they turned it into Pizza Hut, and then that building sat abandoned, like the original Pizza Hut building sat abandoned for like 10 years. And then longer than 10 years, and then they turned it into a Mexican joint.
Well, and again, the new one, the current one,
is fucking trash.
Well, they have places to sit down, and they have the salad bar, but it's not the same, man. It's built into like a strip mall type setup, so you don't have the independent restaurant. It's not the same quality, not the same care. And I'll tell you this, too. Domino's here is... I will settle for Domino's if I have to, but since they... I'm sure that they care, but since they changed their recipe on a lot of stuff, that quality went down, too. Basically, pizza here, and I never thought I would say this, we get all our pizza from a gas station. Casey's Pizza is the best pizza option.
Oh, I'm so glad Jesse's not here right now.
Casey's Pizza is so fucking good.
I'd stab that
Because Jesse
bitch.
Would say, well, it's the best gas station
it's
pizza
It's good
you
for
can
a
get.
Gas
it's
station
like,
pizza.
It's an okay pizza. Again, I'm not going to go out of my way to get it, but I do forget that it's here in Scott City, so I should probably do that.
That's the thing. I was going to say, I don't have to go out of my way. It's basically one of three options, and it's the best one that you got coming to you.
I will tell you guys why. I'm going to put this in the chat. The reason Pizza Hut was the best was almost... we're not going to include Book It, because Book It was awesome. Book It doesn't count.
Oh, yeah.
But it was because of this. I'm getting hungry just looking at it.
See, I don't remember
Bigfoot
that.
The Bigfoot pizza.
That's the thing. I don't remember the Bigfoot either. What? I know
it was so crispy. It was so crispy. The crust, it was incredible.
Shannon, if you look at that VHS rip, you can see clearly that it's from like the year I was born.
That you can clearly see that was from a year when I had parents.
You know, the thing that makes me the saddest, though, to kind of sum all this up is that, all right, Casey's is good, and I'll eat Casey's occasionally, but it has reached a point where, because my wife loves it. I mean, that's her pizza go-to every single time, and the go-to meal out, if we can't decide what to eat, is pizza for her. But the thing is, I'll get her a small pizza, and I'll go get a burger, because I just, pizza just doesn't hit me the way it used to. And I honestly attribute a lot of that to how good Pizza Hut of the 90s and the original Little Caesars was. I feel like nothing compares to those anymore.
I think Little Caesars now is way better.
Well, okay, to be fair, again, Little Caesars, if I can grab a Little Caesars and go, that's great. But we've talked about this before. That Little Caesars has to be eaten the second you get it.
Yeah, otherwise
I would have to get
ruined.
It from Cape. So I would have to take it and eat it somewhere in Cape. It's not going to survive a 30-minute drive. It just won't.
I mean, you say that as if Shannon wouldn't welcome you with open arms anytime.
Oh, believe me, I know.
He better bring two.
I seriously, we're going to have two because I need one myself. The thing that
I will say
the
their deep dish is amazing.
Yes,
is that outside of again the occasional Little Caesars, like, and again non-chain places, obviously the local places. Shannon, you mentioned this a few days ago on the show, or like a week ago. I remember you mentioning at some point talking about how basically the non-chain pizzas are the way to go now because that's how you're going to get the good stuff.
Yeah,
but if you don't have that option, like if that's not, don't get me wrong, Galati's, Dalton, I'm sure back me up on this.
Yeah,
good up here. But I also don't always feel like spending $35 on a pizza.
That is
because
so
also, and in. And why Hunter is saying that, because even though it is probably the best pizza in Perryville, it is not $35 a piece of pizza worth.
Well, yeah, that's like down problem. Down here in Cape, you got, you know, the best pizza in Cape, I think arguably is, whether you say Pagliari's or Pagliari's, whatever, it's that.
Right.
Yeah.
Second best pizza would probably be Marco's, and Marco's is
a chain.
But
the thing is, Pagliari's, not only is it expensive, but you have to own a sundial and have the Sith Wayfinder to figure out when they're open.
But yeah, so the other place that opened up, Rosati's, we talked about it before. It's pretty good, but God, it's literally the day they opened, we got pizza from them. Me and Lindsay and Allie, we got, I think it was a stromboli for Lindsay. And then Allie and I split a pizza, and you got free donuts or whatever they are for it, the little pizza nuts or pizza dough or whatever.
Pizza nuts.
Whatever. and for those three items, it was almost $60 after delivery. And it was like, holy shit. Because that pizza, I made the mistake of getting one of their, what is it called? Like a double pizza or something, double dough or something.
Yeah, I'm about
to
say, Rosati's doesn't strike me as a place you should get delivery from, which obviously isn't much of an option right now.
Cody, it was free delivery.
I mean, I'm not talking about the price of it. I'm talking about if it's a Chicago style pizza, I can't imagine that being delivered really gives much of the same feeling.
Well, so short story. The problem with that first day was that they did not know, they couldn't find where we lived. So the girl that was doing delivery, because it was like, she was young. She was probably an older teenager, maybe early 20s. And you could tell that she wasn't like really experienced with jobs. So she called me on her way and she's freaking out because the pizza's like 20, 30 minutes late. And she has no idea where she's going. I had to like literally walk outside and give her road by road directions. I think she just didn't want to go to the district. I don't blame her. But when you pay $60 for pizza, you want it right now. So,
or at all.
And after the pizza was gone, we all looked at each other and we were like, it was fine. Was it $60 fine? No, I'll take my ass to Little Caesars. I'll put $5 on the table and I'll say, you give me a hot and ready. And then I'll go to town on it.
So the thing that bums me out about like chain pizza places, though, is whenever I was in Chicago with Sadie for Survivor Series weekend, we had pizza 3 days in a row from three different chains, and they were all fire.
Oh, but that's okay. I'm assuming, like, because I know Jesse and I did Lou Malnati's. I assume you did.
We
Lou
did
Luminati's, Giordano's, and whoever other place was.
Yeah, we did all three of the. The third name is also the one that I can't remember.
Dalton. Let me pause you for just a second.
Pause.
And I'm being serious. When I say I want to clarify, when I say chain pizza, I'm talking Domino's, Pizza Hut.
Oh, I know.
Right, and that was going to be my clarification, was that just because it's a chain inside of the city of Chicago doesn't mean it's a chain restaurant.
Because, like, it's the same thing.
Same temper.
I get what you're saying, but it's the same thing whenever I was in Manhattan. I went to Ray's Pizza. Ray's is a chain. There's 57 of them in, like, four blocks of each other. It's the Starbucks of pizza in New York. And it's one of those where, like, but even that, like, the New York pizza was not nearly as good as the Chicago pizza.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I was waiting for someone to transition back to the New Yorker pizza from Pizza Hut.
I don't remember.
That,
I don't remember.
The are you
I
talking
do
about
remember the New Yorker?
Did
that
I just,
was good.
That was a mid to late 90s one, because I remember that.
Okay,
that
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
that's
the big
one,
New
if I
Yorker.
Remember, that came with
it was
the,
huge.
Yeah. It was massive. And if
Before
I remember correctly,
on,
that's
on
the one
this.
That came with the PlayStation demo discs.
Who's moving on? This is the show, Tanner.
No.
Yeah, but to say, what the fuck are you doing?
Here's the New Yorker, the big New Yorker.
Heard I feel like I just heard Cody say Pizza the Hut.
No, oh,
I think,
well, you may
I think
have,
you hear what you
want to
hear.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I thought
was talking about the PlayStation demo disc that came with it.
I think you need to go back to that whiskey before pizza sends out for you.
So right, I got confused with whenever you said the New Yorker, I was thinking of Domino's Brooklyn style pizza.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, but
also,
that was like mid-2000s, mid to late 2000s.
What the fuck is this? Because I never heard or had this one, and now I wish I had.
The
triple decoroni.
Ooh, nope. I don't want anything to do with that. First of all, I'm going to tell you, that looks like a pizza ate a pizza, and I don't want some regurgitated extra pizza.
You never
had
the turducken of pizzas?
No.
So, no joke, recently, Good Mythical Morning, their chef, Josh, he made this pizza. I'm gonna put the link in the chat, but like he made the triple decker pizza. It's actually only two deckers, but like
it's only two
you
deckers.
Mean, you mean and they lied to me? Pizza Hut lied on me.
We're waiting,
oh, but yeah, man. I'm looking. Listen here, fucker.
Well,
I'm sorry. Waiting. I'm sorry, but who made this pizza?
I feel like one.
Oh,
ew, that was Domino's. Though that was Domino's from a couple years ago.
It's tumor-tastic. Welcome to Domino's.
Welcome to Domino's. Fuck your flavors.
Man,
Domino's is terrible. It's terrible. Domino's is terrible.
We only ate Domino's in Jackson after Pizza Pro, like
Oh, God, I used to love Pizza Pro.
Pizza Pro was our place when we moved to Jackson. So that was the problem I had.
Y'all just yeeted me back to about 2002. It wasn't Pizza Pro. The place in New Madrid was the other way around. It was called Pro Pizza. And that was that was a local place that had the salad bar.
I need to ask Emily about
setting.
That because she'll probably remember it.
It was incredible. And what's weird is it was directly across the street from where now in New Madrid there is a Pizza Hut, which is a drive-through only little shack, kind of like those Subways that you see where you can only drive through. They don't have any interior.
Right.
You can't go inside. Oh,
that's basically the one
sad.
In Scott City. And Scott City,
I don't think
they
Pro
have
Pizza's
like two tables.
Anymore.
I forgot they did this too. Did anybody ever get to try the hot dog pizza from Pizza Hut?
They're still doing this, and it's
what?
So
wait, they are?
Yes.
Oh, I fuck with that. That looks
Okay, Dalton, let me remind
those two
you
things
that
separate
the pictures. The pictures are never what you're gonna get.
Yeah, they're doctored to look.
That's
that
true.
Way.
Yeah,
that's true. It's that scene from Falling Down where Michael Douglas walks into the burger joint and points at the picture of the burger on the screen on the thing and then shows him how his burger looks. You see something wrong here?
There was one that Sadie showed me today that was Big Mac in the commercial. And it was a picture of Batista, and then it was Big Mac in real life, and it was the toothless boyfriend from Tiger King.
Yeah, so here's what it looks like when you actually get it, and this is probably best case scenario.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it as hard anymore.
That's one
I
of the grossest you. Things I've ever seen in my life. Oh, everybody
also,
else
just
fucks.
The thing.
The cheese.
The
okay,
cheese
here's,
pizza.
Here's what irritated me about this Cheez-It thing, because this was like, what, a year ago? This was not that long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, if even.
It's pretty yeah,
it they lied to me from day one. This is not a Cheez-It pizza. This
That's
is
a Cheez-It
giant,
calzone.
Well, it's barely, because it's just full of cheese. It's a blown-up Cheez-It that you can dip in not enough marinara sauce, because they don't give you enough to work with.
Right.
It is not a
well,
Cheez-It
barely
pizza.
Do that with breadsticks.
That is a lie. The lies. I cannot handle the lies.
And it wasn't that good either. I ordered one once randomly at the store because I thought I have to try it. I have to see what it's like. And it was bad. It was even bad. It was just there. Like I ate it and I thought, well, that was a thing that I ate.
So
right, I paid money for that.
The lies.
Supplies.
Supplies. I just had to figure out if I could do the lies like that, and I could. I'm very proud of myself.
The lies.
When I tried to do
without
the
P though, it doesn't. Supplies.
Yeah, it doesn't carry quite the same.
Different thing.
I tried to do the keto diet once, and we cooked pizza because I love pizza. That's one of my favorite foods. But you can't have pizza because you can't have bread. So we ended up cooking pizza, and the crust we made was cheese,
cauliflower.
No,
I was about to say, it was a cheese or cauliflower?
It was cheese. So we had a cheese crust with pizza on top of it. And I remember eating it and saying, like, this was too much. I don't like this. I need that bread. I need the bread and the pizza. If pizza ain't got bread, ain't no point.
Now, mind you, I haven't, like, made, because I don't really care for cauliflower, so it's not like we keep it in the house very often. Pre-made cauliflower pizzas are okay. Like, frozen pizzas, they're solid enough for a frozen pizza, but it's not something, I'm kind of like you, it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to produce at home.
Yeah.
Dalton, if the bread's not in the pizza, I send it back.
Well, fuck yeah.
Also.
Maybe I should have addressed that,
that
one,
looks,
Cody. Cody, if the salad, looks... Cody, if the salad is on the side, I send it back.
Send it back.
How about shrimp on a pizza?
That fucking picture of that
okay.
little
No,
because
there's no
like
pizza place
sister.
I trust enough to cook seafood and put it on a pizza.
All right,
there is
so let me talk about shrimp pizza for a second, because Poly Eyes makes a shrimp pizza, and it is delicious. It's
what?
Actually really
that,
good.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't
but,
that's
but,
an example of one place I would trust for it.
You got to love shrimp. That's the thing.
Yeah,
if
I don't.
Not as,
and
if
I'm
you're
not,
not
a
person
big
who
fan
likes shrimp, then don't bother.
Right.
I love shrimp.
That's kind of like we said last week.
But
I hate shrimp.
To Shannon's point, I would never make this myself. I would not trust myself to make a shrimp pizza.
Right.
There's no way.
I think you could make a shrimp pizza. I think you could.
I mean, I think it's doable. I don't necessarily think it would be good.
You don't want to be the one to do it.
Yeah. You just grill the shrimp. Ooh, think about that. You grill the shrimp and then put it on the pizza?
No, you talk about that. I know a lot of people
pizza,
that talk about...
Homemade pizza hits very different. I could see that does. from a restaurant kitchen. I could not do that myself.
I would almost,
but I wouldn't be happy.
I'd almost rather have pineapple on it. Right, guys?
I would rather have
tumbleweed.
Shrimp pizza than pineapple pizza.
No, Dalton, don't agree with me, please. Not you.
you invited it. That's your fault.
Not you. Not you, Dalton.
I'd like to hear Tanner's thoughts on this.
Give me.
Tyler passed out 6 hours ago.
He's gone. Did you hear him try to get to that table, Reed?
He said, gone. He said, give me a minute. He literally just woke up. He fell asleep at the desk.
You like pineapple on pizza, Tanner?
I do like pineapple.
No, he likes it in his margaritas.
I don't like margaritas.
Tanner likes a cold six-pack on his pizzas.
Who puts pineapple in a margarita?
Tanner, when he's drunk.
I think you're thinking about a daiquiri there, homeboy.
Yeah.
Well, I only drink White Claw, so...
Jesus, you are the trashiest human being ever, aren't you?
I want to call you names that are insensitive to a certain kind of people.
Ain't no laws. Ain't no, but
laws.
No laws.
You're drinking the claws.
God, they're so good.
No, they're not.
I don't understand.
White Claws are the alcoholic version of LaCroix to me.
They should call, call it the Karen. It's
they
the
call
official
drink.
If I'm going to do something like that, I'll just put some vodka in my clearly Canadian.
Exactly, yeah. I'll make something myself, good. Which will be more potent and better tasting.
I'll just have another glass of coffee, because I'm on like six today.
Glass of coffee.
Yeah, because I don't have cups right now. They're dirty, so I have glasses. Because
he's
coffee.
Done. Because he's had six of them, so all the mugs are used.
I've had so
much.
Why don't
you
coffee?
Use the same mug for six cups of coffee like a normal fucking human?
Because it's got dirty coffee in it now, Cody.
And probably still dead roach parts.
No, it's called
water. You can rinse out a cup. I do it all the time. I swear, it's this magical thing.
I don't want to say this because I know it'll just jinx me, but no roaches for weeks now.
Oh, you done did it.
I said it. So I was in the bathroom before we recorded the show, and I looked down on the ground, and I just see something crawling. And I said, you better be a fucking spider. And I looked down, and it was a tiny spider. And I said, cool, you may pass. And I let him go back to business.
That's right. You have gained entry into this
ones.
Home.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my homie. Jesus is my... No.
Meanwhile, I was in a kayak today and a spider got in there. Now, let me tell you how you handle that situation. You just let that boy go. Because if he moves too far in any given direction,
you're done.
Then everyone's going in the water. So we didn't do that. I gently moved him with my oar and I said, okay, we'll see you later.
But Hunter, were you drinking a White Claw when you did it?
Not one of, if you're a cop, you got to tell me.
So here's the thing about White Claw. If it's a hot day, like, so whenever I was grilling on the 4th of July and it was just hot as balls outside, that alcohol hits so nice compared to a beer. Because, like, beer is just heavy, and I've never been a fan of beer.
Look,
it depends
you guys
on what you're
me
having.
And Jesse.
Exactly.
You guys give me and Jesse shit about being basic white girls when it comes to pumpkin.
No, we give Dalton shit for everything. Did you act like this is exclusive to
you guys are also negating the fact that White Claw is the official drink of independent wrestling.
That's Bang.
Fucking fine.
Alcoholic drink of independent wrestling.
Not according to Brandon Barbwire. That's just straight what whiskey.
What the fuck does he know? Who the fuck's a Barbwire?
Cody, they also forgot that I like pumpkin.
And they did, and they forgot that I like pumpkin. That's why I was deflecting.
Don't
you guys
tell
never
them.
Chime in with me and Jesse.
I'm sorry, two
I know.
Things.
We know better than to be made fun of.
One.
Exactly. I don't give a shit.
We don't offer our shit up.
One, Tanner did not say pumpkin. He said punkin, for the record.
No, the fuck I didn't.
And two,
yeah, the fuck
Tanner,
did.
I had no idea you were such a fan of that contestant on Flava Flav's love show on VH1.
That one that beat up New York, kind of?
I prefer New York.
Hold on.
I prefer New York. I love the gremlin from Gremlins 2.
There's no holding on. We're moving on.
Yeah, we've gone past it. It's fine.
Man, fuck this show.
It's only accepting any questions.
To be fair, Tanner's right.
To be fair.
Fuck this show. I'm sorry. Am I the only one that thought New York from that Flavor Flav show was hot? Look at this picture of her.
You literally are the only one.
That's exactly what I was waiting for.
Oh, God.
That's also... No, not going to say it. I'm going to type it.
No, I don't even know where you're going, and I don't want to hear it.
No, go ahead and type it.
And there it is.
Jesus.
Oh no!
The delayed Hunter. Oh yeah. No!
Supplies.
Oh God!
Shannon, I just
Damn
realized.
It.
You know what sketch we should have done? The Australian films.
Oh, go crazy on my butt there. Yeah.
Oh, I've got a boner down there.
Ah, look at your teats.
Oh, God. I'm still
fucking dead, aren't I? All right, then.
Boy.
Boy.
Yeah, I got a boner. Anyway.
Yeah, look at your boner.
What'd you say, Dalton?
Oh, I'm still tripping over the last thing you put.
Yeah, that was wrong. If you'd like to know what Shannon put, email us.
Don't email us. Do not.
At no one's going to tell you at Bonzilla1985.com.
Cowards.
Oh, well, don't worry. No one will email it anyway. I do want to send a special thank you to Zane Laney, of course, who messaged me today telling me his favorite animes that he wants to revisit. That was very cool of you, Zane. I like the fact that you listen. I appreciate it.
He appreciates
it. It occurs to me only now that all the times I've asked for input on PZ85 Plays, I have no access to that email. I have no idea if anyone is emailing anything.
I know I've got access to it, but I don't check because I don't even check my own email. I think the only people that would know would be Tanner or Jesse because I think they're the only two that check it. And maybe not even Tanner.
No, that's
well, he can't check it now. He's too drunk.
I think Jesse does check the emails, but then he takes the emails for himself and never mind.
Well, I mean, you can't say never mind if you've gone that far. I might as well just finish the fucking
swerve.
Bit.
That's what she said.
What?
I'm just looking, I'm looking for my own Marge Simpson, that's all.
Why?
She just thinks they're neat.
With hair by Frank Lloyd Wright? I need that.
This is literally the worst podcast ever.
Was that a Poos?
I disagree. This has
wasn't
been
that
fun.
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
Yeah, who needs the Quickie Mart? Nope, can't do that voice. That's
nope, stop it.
Again, you've already done it.
I know a certain I'm a certain girl I won't name who when she's telling me stories about people of other cultures.
Ethnicities?
Yeah, she likes to do the voice with it and like I get it, you're going for authenticity, but come on.
Some
my mom
authentic.
Still whispers some things like she'll be like, "Well, you know, this person." Like, mom,
oh my God.
Are they around? They're not here. So, just tell me what you're talking about.
Right.
So, whenever I was dating this girl in high school, and I went to her family's Christmas, and she had the nicest little old white grandparents in the world. And she lived in Chester, Illinois. Mom drove me over for the Christmas thing, and because I didn't have my license. We're sitting at Christmas, and her grandma comes over to me, and she was like, "So you're from Perryville?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Isn't that where all the blacks are from?"
No,
Jesus. Okay, so first
she
of
is
all,
Chester.
To which
first,
I said,
first of all, "No." It's the exact opposite.
To which I said, "No, it's where all the Mexican people live." And she was stunned because
I'd like to clarify that I'm not on the same page as Dalton because I do not think blacks and Mexicans are opposite people.
Hunter, unlike the black community, the Latino community is very diverse.
Jeez. My point was going to be there are very few black people. And that's
so,
a
yeah,
shame.
No, there's none. Yeah, it's an issue.
I gotta ask. By estimation, how many black children do you think are in the Perry County schools?
I have no idea, Tanner.
I have no clue.
If I would wager a guess, I would say some.
Right.
Like, I literally have no clue. I knew whenever I went to school, there was, like, a black kid, which it was super unfortunate being in a racist-ass school because his name was Brian.
You've told this on the pod.
Yeah, and there was already three other Brians in my grade. So he was affectionately referred to as everybody else.
No.
I won't say it.
Okay.
I won't say it.
Tanner.
Do the story, Herb.
Tanner, by contrast, Tanner, how many black kids were there in my school?
I don't have that many toes or fingers right now.
Jesus.
Some folks will never lose a toes,
like,
and then again,
like
some focal.
Like Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel? I like that he just skipped way past the bit where you were going to say he can't count that high and went straight to doing so.
That was all right, though, because in my school, it was predominantly black, and that was fine. I was friends with everybody except the white people, which I don't know if that's racist.
Yeah, fucking white people.
We are the worst.
Personally, I don't much care for them, and that gets me in so much trouble online. I had someone, again, I won't name names, who posted on my Facebook and then sent me a message. Hold on, let me read it to you. Of what was?
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. Yes, I have some.
Would you like some coffee, Mr. Tully?
He sent, and I don't think he listens to the show, so I don't think he's going to know, but he sent me a message that said, hey, this is, by the way, this is after I posted about Trump and I posted the Cult of Personality song. He said, hey, there's a set of videos that explains everything that's been going on since 99. If you want me to send you the link, I'll let me know. And I said, send it on, man.
He said, yeah, it's some, which no, 99? Let's see this.
It's some dark ass shit, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's part one of 10. What we're going through now is only the start of what's to come. Things are going to get worse before it gets better. Call me crazy if you want.
So, is this Christianity?
What?
Is that what he's implying? Like, is this a Christian-based thing?
No, no. I'm pretty sure this is a liberals are out to kill God, which is what Trump, I think, reiterated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, according to Adam Rister, that's the, you know, Biden's a racist. So. No, sorry. No, I'm not hiding that. F that guy.
He said what he said.
No, I'm just saying that wasn't Adam that sent me that message.
It absolutely... okay, I got you. Never mind. I was going to say, I read the freaking message. It absolutely was. It was referring to something posted in public.
Hey. Oh, I don't fucking care. Of all the
people, when we switch to the professor,
there's been so many people I care about more that I've offended on this show. It doesn't matter.
Professor Frank will make you laugh.
Mainly Tanner and Cody from like the first month of doing the show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dalton. I remember many times I got a message from you after a show saying, please stop. No Steppy.
No. No.
Please.
Not after
Steppy, Mr. 100.
Not after the not after we started this Friday show. I haven't messaged you once being like, stop.
That's true. Well, I've toned it down.
No, you scream it in the show. You scream it constantly.
You're welcome.
I think
I do that for Tanner or Shannon's benefit.
Yeah, I want to say I've
goddamn Tanner's so drunk it's fucking my words up.
Although we can't reach the boy, we can freeze him with liquid nitrogen so that future generations can rescue him.
God, it's so fucking weird between you doing that and Mandy doing her fucking droid sounds.
What?
What the fuck? What?
Where's Mandy, Dalton? Are you sure you're not hearing like your refrigerator beeping or something? The beeps.
No, it's just his.
Wow, that was a long trip for that joke.
It wasn't a joke. I'm confused,
boy.
Oh, brother!
Ready to join the army?
The lady one.
Oh my god!
I asked Lindsay. I said, "Hey, why don't you go pick me up like a Little Caesars? Because we were talking about pizza. Go pick me up a Little Caesars on your way home." But then I felt bad, so I'm just gonna order delivery. But it's not gonna be Little Caesars. I think I'm gonna do.
You don't
emos.
Want that delivery.
I don't think you can get that delivered, can you?
You can.
I
don't
think all right, I completely forgot about emos in the discussion, because emos is almost like an entirely different thing.
Hey, speaking emos of Lindsay, she literally just... Different. Lindsay just literally snuck the fuck up on me. Lindsay, say hi to the show.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Get in here.
No, she... I don't think Save she can. This. She doesn't have a headset. No, we only got like
so,
3 minutes
hey,
left,
guys,
so.
Update.
We own the network. We can go as long as we fucking want.
WWE's Antifa, one of them has a chainsaw in the ring, and he cut one of the ropes. One was just bashing the mat with a crowbar, it looks like.
Do we see their faces yet?
Yes,
no, they're political. It's not political shit. Well, they're not throwing bricks. But yeah, one just like straight up just chainsawed the rope. That's not safe.
Dalton, it's because they're animals and Trump's going to stop them. Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Wrestling, surprisingly.
Oh, Trump's a Hall of Famer.
Shannon, would you like to try the flying motorcycle that I just invented?
No time.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, I sure could use that flying motorcycle right now.
You had your chance. Why?
Goddamn, Professor Frank.
He'll make you laugh and he'll make you think.
He'll make you think.
Wait, who needs why haven't we done some kind of bit from Futurama?
Their floors.
Because we're talking about
marked.
The Simpsons.
Yeah,
the
say,
quickie
like,
mark is no.
Tanner, can I ask you a question seriously?
Don't be a dick.
I'm not. This is a serious question.
He has long past gone. He's long past the point.
I can't even talk
being,
now. What the fuck?
That's how drunk you are, Tanner.
Hard. He's long past the point of everything being funny, and now he's just sad. Can I ask you a question? Don't be a dick,
Tanner.
I'm six drink Amy.
Tanner.
You're about to be drunk uncle.
Who controls the British pound? And who keeps the metric system down? We
you
do.
Five
if you don't answer,
Tanner.
I will.
And he's done.
And that's going to do it for us tonight, I think.
We do.
Oh, yeah, no, we got at least a minute to go.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, we got plugs, though.
And also, what the fuck else are you doing tonight?
I'm going to watch some YouTube.
You're going to watch Raising Arizona is what you're going
to
do.
I'm about to say Raising Arizona is the right answer. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. I got to finish cleaning my gear.
Is that how we sound to you?
Wait, what?
Yeah, don't answer that.
Wait, what did I get?
I said, is that how we sound to you?
Oh, no, sorry. I got a notification from YouTube from a name that I haven't seen in a long time. It just made me go, what? Anyway, it's unimportant. Yeah, I'm going to watch. That was the best episode of Ippy and Dippy that I've ever seen.
I was just thinking of something funny I saw on Herman's Head.
God, do you guys remember Herman's Head?
Yes, unfortunately.
Because I watch that show all the time. I legitimately like that show.
I did, too.
I don't know what the fuck any of y'all are talking about.
I rank that show up there with Empty Nest.
Early 90s Fox.
Did you say Empty Nest?
Empty Nest.
Rank it right up there with, oh, man, Northern Exposure.
Oh, do you guys remember?
Oh, God.
Okay,
this is Tanner
Empty
right
Nest,
now, though? Literally. That's him.
No, wait. No,
don't you deny it.
Everyone has to wait.
So, Tanner, do you drink out of a bucket?
Isn't this Tanner right now?
Jesus. With old Miller Lights.
Tanner's is way classier.
That's appropriation is what that is.
God damn it. Okay, hang on.
By the way, here's Tanner in about 5 minutes.
Okay, that one's fair.
Oh, my God.
I don't
he's got it all in his beard.
Yes, he did.
That's not even he's not even drinking. There's no way that's you. You've had way more than that.
Now I'm looking at pictures of drunk guys and this might
You don't have to look at a picture, just have Tanner talk, you can hear
I sort of wish Lindsay had walked in now on you.
Oh, she's still here. She's still here.
No, I mean she had just walked in on that as what you were looking into.
It's better than what she's walked in on me looking at before.
There you go.
There was a time I was watching adult material on my computer, and
you got
there. It was just on because I was bored. See, that's when I knew I looked at too much porn is when I watched it because I was bored.
Oh man!
So
yeah, YouTube exists for that.
I left it on my computer, and I go to like my bedroom, and I'm like playing video games, and I forgot. And Lindsay comes home from work, and she walks in, and she says, "That's a pretty interesting thing on your monitor out there." And I went, "Oh fuck." That ain't good. She didn't know that you could fit an entire 2 liter of Pepsi there. Mm.
Oh,
and that was last Tuesday.
It's a fistful of fun.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, it's been a fun show.
Eat up, you godless sodomite.
There you go.
All right. That is going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Monday. Nerd Up is apparently happening. We'll see. If Jesse's not sweating.
It has to happen. It's in Leviticus.
It's not Leviticus.
Oh, it should be.
And then Tuesday, we're going to have Hunter. We're going to have episode 2 of Star Wars. Tell us. Yes, have some.
Star Wars Dawn of Defiance. We're playing the Star Wars Saga Edition game. We got a long campaign to work with, so we're going to be making through the second part of The Traitor's Gambit, which is episode 1. So that'll be me and Shannon and Lindsay and Tanner. And I'm always open to adding some people to that. Yeah, I'm hoping Tanner comes out of his coma by then. But yeah, that's going
to
be Tuesday.
Be sober for the game.
That's going to be Tuesday, and I am hyped for it. If you haven't listened to the first episode, please go back. I legitimately think it might be the best episode of plays we've done yet.
Somebody got their
I'm
hair cut
I'm excited to
off.
Listen. I haven't had a chance to listen to
somebody
it.
Somebody going to get the hair cut off.
No, it already happened.
Nah, it doesn't really work as well. A Wednesday, we got Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We've got updates on Marty Jannetty. God.
You sure do.
And I'm sure some more terrible things. Thursday, we're back with PZ85 After Dark. It'll probably be another Trump rant. Who knows? And then Friday, God forbid we last that long. We'll have another episode of this. And Tanner.
Again, this is a you thing. I kind of plan on lasting that long.
Tanner, from what I understand, is going to
give
up the bottle.
He means the show.
Yes. Yes.
To be fair.
Tanner's going to give up the bottle. He's going to switch to heroin. And I'm really excited about that.
To be fair.
Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We're sorry. And
I'm not sorry about any of this. You knew what you were getting into when you clicked the link.
That's on you.
And
if
it takes
you don't
two
know
to
by
mango.
Now, that's your fault.
So
is that the sequel to Sausage Fest? That picture makes me uncomfortable. Or Sausage Party, whatever that fucking movie is?
I think, no. Tanner, take us out.
Later.